22 suspects traveled to a designated residence in Pensacola to meet the children. Instead, they got this from law enforcement officers. Pensacola Police Chief David Alexander.
This effort of arresting and prosecuting these individuals helps to stop future abuse. This was a 5-day of hard work that involved our officers, our dispatchers, support personnel.
Operation Undertow was conducted September 7th through the 11th. The Pensacola Police Department and other local agencies worked with the North Florida Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force.
This is spearheaded by the FBI, so it is a major issue. It's something that I believe the public needs to know that it's very serious, and there are long-term consequences when we don't do what we can to pull these kind of people off the street.
Warrants were issued for the suspects, who range in age from 18 to 71. Most are from the Pensacola area, with some from Alabama and Mississippi.
We have some cases that are still having some follow-ups done to them. Our efforts is ongoing. It's not just a program. It's not just one project. It's one task day after day. And again, working together, I believe we can make this happen for a greater good in the community.
2/3 of our crimes committed today are indoors. And I think this brings it to light, you know, very boldly for all of us. This is such a hateful and insidious crime that preys upon our children, who are the most vulnerable.
Escambia County Sheriff David Morgan praised the officers who made the arrests, saying Undertow was a true team effort.
It's the men and women on the ground that do the job. You know, I want to make sure that everybody understands who at the sheriff's office did the work. It's nice to be the head of an agency, but I will tell you, I don't serve warrants, I don't listen to wiretaps, and I don't kick in doors. But I got some professional experts that do.
Also lending praise was Pensacola Mayor Ashton Hayward, himself a parent.
I think the most important message is here is that our children today in the 21st century are more vulnerable than ever. We understand about social media and what that can be to our kids. And I'd like to applaud all the men and women in law enforcement. More than ever today, it's a very, very challenging job. But on days like this, this is a win.
Currently, the 22 suspects face charges of traveling to meet after using a computer to lure a child. State Attorney Bill Edden says after viewing the information on each, he says the callers were high quality.
And I think that it's important for the general public to realize that the reason we're continuing to make these arrests through this association is the fact that the association is continuing to improve their undercover procedures.
Since the suspects were directed to the residence, some could contend that they were the victims of entrapment. But Eden says that assertion does not hold water.
We've been very careful to make sure that the defendant reaches out to us during the time that I've been state attorney, which is almost 12 years. As far as I know, we've prosecuted probably over 100 of these cases, and I'm not aware of any entrapment defense that's ever been successful.
Operation Undertow is the largest internet sting targeting suspects wanting sex with underage kids since June 2011, when Operation Blue Shepherd rounded up 25 suspects over a 1-week period. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.